This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. The 12 DAs of Christmas to all, and to all, a good night.
Did he ever tell you why I'm not allowed to food shop?
No.
Because I shop too healthy.
Ostrich eyes, am I? Oh, no! No! I'm a Yankee fan! People are going to see this! I have family in St. Lucia, but I look like a fraud! I'm going to look like Jim Murray! You don't do this to people!
This boxer, he's putting up a three-level, four-bathroom, three-bedroom place, man.
Why does your chef sound like a jazz singer?
Have you ever owned a goat before?
I have. Was golfing with me one day.
She was golfing. What was her handicap?
Broken neck.
Got it.
Unbite me! Holy crap, it's hot at the bottom, you fuck!
The time is now, the place is here, and the whole wide world is filled with chips.
Over the summer, Peter Schwartz took his children, took his family to Sesame Place. That, of course, created a big conversation topic here on the DA Show. And then, wouldn't you know it, one of the characters from Sesame Place decided to call up and weigh in on Schwartz's visit. This is from June the 8th, 2021.
I believe that Cookie Monster is on hold right now. In fact, Cookie Monster has called up the show after Mraz's trip to Sesame Place last week. Cookie Monster, good morning.
Oh, good morning, DA. Can I ask a favor of you?
Yeah.
Will you please beat me up to the mothership, please?
Yes, of course.
Oh, but first, DA, I heard me coming out of break. Was that you trying to sing as Cookie Monster?
Indeed, yes, that was me, Cookie Monster. I apologize if it wasn't very authentic.
Oh, well, it was close, but no cigar. As like for Mraz coming to Sesame Place. Mraz, if you can hear me, I apologize for no cookies. See, when you come on Friday, I got a direct message from some guy named Peter Schwartz, and he complained to me saying, eat all the Cookie Monster, because Mraz is coming to eat them all. So he sent me a message, and so I'm sorry. Next time you come, we will have cookies, and we will have a cookie party for you and your wife, Danielle, and your little baby, Taylor. Congratulations on your new cookie in the oven, and I bid you... Excuse me, I have to go get a glass of milk now, because I just ate 12 dozen cookies. So, happy Trash Tuesday, and Oscar the Grouch is my trash for today, because he doesn't wave. If he had a choice at Sesame Place, he would use only one finger on his hand, and it's not a good one. Have a wonderful day, and I will talk to you guys another day. Cookie out.
Who knew the Cookie Monster signed off his calls Cookie Out?
From June the 8th, I got the story mixed up. I thought it was Schwartz's visit to Sesame Place talking about Mraz. It was Mraz's visit to Sesame Place that Schwartz talked to Cookie Monster about. That's the second of the first four out this morning. Did you go to Sesame Place because Schwartz had gone there?
No, I think
this had nothing to do with Schwartz, but I think it was compared to a Schwartz-type vacation.
Okay. That's what
happened. My wife wanted to take my daughter, who loves Elmo, to Sesame Place. So we went, and my big gripe was the one thing I figured, Cookie Monster lives there. I got to be able to get a decent cookie. And there were no cookies to be found at Sesame Place in Cookie Monster World. So that was a big problem I had on a Trash Tuesday.
Peter Schwartz.
Was Danielle trying to get free tickets because it was a little bit rainy, or other people are trying to get free tickets because it was raining?
Other people did, and Danielle took advantage. We became the Schwartzes. We got rainy day passes.
Right.
It rained for the last hour we were there, and we got free passes that we never used, of course, because I wasn't getting back in the car to go 2 hours. But we had free passes that we could have gone back at any point during the year.
And Danielle was fishing for those?
Oh, she couldn't wait to stand on that customer service line. I was mortified. I was embarrassed because I call out those people, and she stood out there in a monsoon while I had to run everybody else back to the car to make sure she got those passes that, again, we never came close to using the rest of the year. But it was just the principle of having them that we had to get them.
Yeah, that was a good phone call from Cookie Monster. It had a Schwartz reference in it. It had multiple Mraz references in it, Mraz family references in it. It had
a cookie out.
Cookie out and Bert on a Trash Tuesday. It had it all.
It was Oscar, not Bert.
Oscar, but didn't he say something about, was it also Bert had one finger, or that was Oscar's one finger?
I think that was Oscar's as well. But good for you, keeping up with the character.
There was just a lot. There's a lot packed into that call. The 12 DAs of Christmas. Next week, we're going to have you guys vote on your favorites and rank them in your order, but also every single one of the 12 DAs of Christmas are going to be available for you to listen to in podcast form. So it's all part of the DA Show's podcast family. When you go to our podcast feed, you'll see the full show. You'll see the best of the show. You'll see the Permission Granted podcast, Sunday Morning Football, and every day, the 12 DAs of Christmas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.